girl, I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, the one.
Demetrius and Philip, living proof that Eric does have friends.
Because we're not paying those guys.
Back to Q105's The Morning After.
All right, good morning. It's 8:04 with The Morning After. It's good to have you here on Saturday, December 2nd. The phone number, if we've got time to get some calls in, 419-240-1055. Of course, the podcast will be up after the show at Q1055.com between now and 10 o'clock. Stuff you're just unwilling to toss. First impressions, Kill Bang Mary makes its debut on this show. Uncomfortable clothing and some dad jokes all here on The Morning After. Good morning, it's Eric Chase, and a very feisty and angry Demetrius Nicodemus.
Not angry. What it do? I'm not angry.
Philip has succumbed once again to his weak immune system, so Bumble Ashley is here.
Hello.
Conducive lifestyle.
It's been a while since we've been able to say it is conducive. Yeah. But Philip's sick, so we'll have Ashley here with us today, which is totally cool. Do you remember last year, I threw up a Facebook post about a friend of mine who had beaten cancer, and it was really long, and my brother was,
yeah, and your brother, like, turned frosty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember that.
So
did it show up on Time Hop, and he got pissed again?
No. it was another one. And, of course, my dad tells me this stuff. It doesn't ever come directly from the source, and I don't have a lot of, like, strife in my life, so I guess this is how people...
Your dad's like China. I don't know which one of you is North Korea, but like your dad is like, okay, because I kind of talk to both of you. And then like when something goes real like south or something or sideways, he like has to get a message. And then he goes, all right, I will relay it to the proper authorities.
I will take this and carry it on.
Here, thank you for this diplomatic pouch. I will bring it over and see what... Erica Stan is doing.
It's weird. Yeah, we're both some kind of Stan. Long story short, it was his 30th birthday last week. So I posted something, you know, quite reverential. I'm very proud of him for being a great family figure. And I even took some lines out that it seems like just yesterday he was like cutting school and avoiding ShopRite, his job. And I put in there, do you remember what my dad used to call his collective?
Tribe?
It's him, Tracy,
uh-huh,
and Phoenix.
Yeah.
And then there's like lots of dogs in the old
his
house.
His cult?
His group.
His group.
My dad would call it his group. And it wasn't meant to be derogatory.
But it is.
So I put his group in this Facebook post and... I don't know if Paul went sideways, but Tracy did, and this is what my dad relayed to me. So I wasted no time, and then in the evening I texted Paul. I was like, hey, I didn't mean it to be derisive or anything like that. I'm very proud of you. I meant everything, and I'm sorry. It wasn't my intention to get anybody upset. It was joking, and I immediately thought, this is a 30-year-old getting upset, so I should have expected it. Group. I'm supposed
to. You called his family a group.
That's what Barry does.
Look, that's Barry. You ain't Barry. And Barry should stop doing it because I guarantee you every time she hears that word,
group,
it is
like fire.
Yeah, it's meant explicitly not to mean family.
Yeah. Just throw in the F-bomb. Throw in family.
Family?
Yeah, just say it.
Like, how long have they been together?
God, on and off for like, decades.
But
he's
right
the
now, how
of me.
Long have they been together without a break?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, it's been a minute,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's been 2 years since they settled, like, the kid issue, the extra kid.
So
the extra kid.
Yeah.
In the group.
Yeah. In the group that they may be calling up from the minor leagues. But that's the thing. They're a family, and especially during the holidays, bro. You post something about, hey, I'm really proud of you, and the people that you live with that I refuse to acknowledge in any kind of literal terms. Way to go.
It's like dropping the F bomb for friend.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't say that either. He's like, it's an acquaintance.
Yeah.
I am your friend.
No.
Right.
I have criteria that you have not quite checked off yet.
Right.
My dad used the other F word to explain it. it's his fiance, and he the group thing is troubling. So, but I apologized, and we seem to be okay because he didn't text me back that night, but he texted me a couple days later. He sent me a picture of dogs or something, so I figured we were okay. So it was Tracy that was a little bent out of shape.
It's still Tracy who's bent out of shape.
It will continue to be.
Yeah, I honestly believe you should reach out to her and apologize.
I don't talk to her.
But this is a reason why you should.
Well, shouldn't he pass along the
No.
You're an adult.
Because
you pass along the information.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Yeah, he's gonna go, yeah, that's just Eric being Eric. But she's going to be in his ear like this.
You better take care of that.
Yeah, you better take care of
this.
That's
your brother.
I mean, that's honestly. And he's going to be like, well, I thought I was over it, but evidently she told me I'm not. So we're not over it.
This is why I don't participate in this family stuff. This is so much drama.
It's what makes you a person. Like,
I'll
this
pass.
Is, like, honestly, I ran into a guy who was who was installing my my phone lines and my internet in my office. And he is an acquaintance of my brother. Now, you know the relationship that I have with my brother.
You were talking about North Korea.
Yeah, which is like nothing. And I appreciate that.
Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump.
Yeah. So, you know, short little fat guy, rocket dude. But he goes, hey, how are you and your brother doing? And I said, look, I haven't really talked to him since you know, my mom passed. And he went, oh, okay, that's just family. And then we, like, moved on. But that family is the struggle. And it prepares you to deal with the people who are outside.
I can deal with them. There's not enough of my family to have to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. Do you understand
that's
that?
Why
that's why you
it.
Do that. Like, you have a really good relationship with your family, okay? It may not be the stellar thing that like people see on television, but it's something. So it is like you have to maintain that relationship. It is beholden upon you to make that thing work, because those are the only people that will be ride or die with you because they share the same blood.
There's only three of them left.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly, which is why. You got to do this. I mean, honestly, you guys get into a gang fight. You can't afford to lose one person. And then it's just Barry with his new hip and what? Your white-collar criminal uncle?
And all the dogs. Yeah. Oh, I forgot there's four people unrelated. I forgot about Uncle Michael. Uncle Michael is out of white-collar jail. Oh, I forgot. All right, so what I've learned is apologize to her, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're very important to my brother, and I understand that now, and I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings. Click.
But my dad started. 8:11, the morning after. Ashley's got to toss some stuff, and I think it should be your husband. You didn't like that joke?
I didn't like that joke, no.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. What you?
Because he's
get...
family.
He is family. He is family, but don't tell me he's not replaceable.
True.
Okay. Things that you just won't get rid of in the next segment of the morning after on Q. Get your...